Going back to, yes, my CSEC, I think being a captain was important for me because I had to help, motivate my teammates to want to compete. And I had to, throughout the season, I think it was very important for me to make sure everyone showed up to training, make sure everyone stayed committed to the team. I think I had a responsibility as captain to keep, the rest of my teammates wanting to compete and wanting to, be excited, just excited as I am for CSAC. I think when it came down to us having that final run when we were in the semis, trying to push everyone to the final, it was just being the most supportive teammate I could be. I think that was a really important thing for me, to just be there for my teammates.
Being positive about stuff.
Being positive, just watching everyone's matches, supporting them, giving advice if they need, whatever it meant. But I think it was just maybe towards the start of the season, this was a new group of people that we weren't as familiar with, and I think I was one of those people that was able to help bring a closer bond to the team. You know what I mean? By engaging the team in different activities, by organizing certain things, and just by being that middle person to communicate and develop closer relationships with the team. I think that was key this year, and I think that essentially played a key factor in everyone coming together and wanting to compete and do well and bringing us to that final.
Nice. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of fun. If you're going to do CAS again, would you change anything?
Would I change anything? I don't know. I don't think so. No, I was very happy with the service that I was a part of. I thought I learned something very new and valuable. I learned how this issue of migrant workers is very untalked about and undiscussed in a place like Singapore. And it's a prevalent issue that's actually can be seen globally, around the world. And I think I've developed more of a passion for helping these people. Now every time I see people out and about in Singapore, I try to help them out. Even if I see a migrant worker, I'm walking by, I'll try to give him some water or something basic like this. But, things that I haven't done before, I'll now do. And I think that's because of the this service.
Because you're building the awareness.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And I mean, sport-wise, there's no other sport that I would want to have play besides tennis. So I'm very happy with that CAS-wise.
What would be your advice to someone like you who was starting CAS?
To make sure you choose something you're actually interested in, not just picking something to fill in the requirements. I think, if that makes sense, picking something that you are, genuinely passionate about, and just finding ways to be motivated doing that, and also to be open-minded. If you do an activity that you are passionate about, just or a new activity that you're learning, like DJ Club was for me, I wasn't super interested in it at first, but I was open-minded and I was willing to learn new things, and I think that's how I eased into the activity more and I developed more of an interest for it. It's just by being open-minded and being flexible and easy to learn new things or to do certain things within a new activity, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think we've got enough. We can leave it there.
Right.